Hello and welcome to HR and Flow's weekly podcast. This week I'll be speaking to Richard Scott, our Chief Researcher, about engagement. You've written an article about engagement called What Goes On in the Shed. What exactly does a shed have to do with engagement?
Well, really, it's dependent upon the shed in question, because the shed I wrote about in the article was a building that housed some talk-down radar on an RAF airfield during a big NATO exercise. And it was being guarded by two very bored teenage airmen who didn't have the faintest idea of what they were guarding or how important it was or what would happen if it got blown up. So they were pretty fed up, to be honest, and very, very cold. And I was sent out there as an air traffic controller to go into this shed and check out the equipment in it and make sure that it was still working. And I decided that the airmen outside would benefit from knowing what it was that they were guarding. So one by one, so that one was still on guard, I invited them in to see the equipment inside, which was, as I said just now, talk-down radar, which allowed us to bring aircraft home through bad weather. And it was very, very foggy on the day that I wrote about. So I was able to show them just how important it was that nobody should get in to interfere with or blow up the radar that was out there, because if the control tower was put out of action, for example, we would have to depend upon that, the radar in that shed, to bring the aircraft home through the fog.
What is the lesson we should draw from the shed story?
Well, really, it's that people work better, they're more productive, they're more committed, they're more loyal to the organisation they work for if they know how their job fits in with the bigger picture, if you like, how it contributes to the work of the organisation as a whole. And whilst the job that they were doing was pretty mundane and boring, standing outside in the cold, it was actually very important, because unless they did their job properly, we wouldn't have the radar to depend upon. So it's really about letting people know how they fit into the bigger picture to motivate them more and make them more committed and more loyal to the organisation they work for.
Do you have any other examples of this same principle in action?
Well, yes, there's one actually that dates back almost 100 years to the First World War, in 1918, when people who were working in factories in the Midlands making aircraft were given lectures on what those aircraft were doing, what they were achieving in the fighting over on the Western Front, to motivate them into, you know, doing a better job of building the aircraft so that they knew how they were contributing to the war effort. And in fact, even their pay envelopes had photos of the aircraft in action on them, again, just as a way of showing them how what they did, which might have been something very simple, like sort of riveting or something like that, was actually contributing to helping to win the war.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. And as always, if you'd like to get in contact, please email us at info@hrandflow.com or give us a quick ring on 01280 823 702.